This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohmann Abdo Law Firm, with the Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute. If you own real estate in your individual name, revocable trusts are an efficient way to take an otherwise probate asset and make it a non-probate asset upon your death. However, revocable trusts are not for everyone, and it might be worthwhile to take a look at a couple of other options that are available to you if probate avoidance is the goal. The first is called a transfer on death deed. This is a deed you record now that names an individual or individuals to receive the real estate automatically upon your death. In essence, it's similar to naming beneficiaries on a beneficiary designation. Make sure the designees get along. There is nothing worse than forcing ownership upon individuals who do not want to own the real estate together. If your children do not get along, then a revocable trust will be a better planning tool for you. A second option is to convey your real estate to a child while retaining a life estate. This allows you, as a life tenant, to live on and use the property until your death, while continuing to be responsible for the upkeep and general expenses associated with living in the home, including homeowners insurance and utilities. Upon your death, your interest in the property will pass to your child, who is referred to as the remainderman. This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney at the Lohmann Abdo Law Firm, with the Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute.